Hi, everyone. We saw a fantastic video on Facebook called Love All, Triangle Tennis for Equality, Rackets Down, Hands Up. And Aaron and I are going to have a conversation with the people that actually put the project together and learn more about their organization called Triangle Tennis for Equality. One of the things I love about adult recreational tennis is that it brings people together and you get to meet incredible people that do amazing things. I am really excited today that three incredible tennis players, Tracy, Heather, and Yubi, are here to discuss this project. Just for background, we live in North Carolina, and Aaron and I met Tracy as an opponent in a playoff match, and even though we lost the match to her, we really enjoyed the competition, and matches like that are the reason you go out and play tennis. Both Heather and Yubi are 4'5", so they are ridiculously good at tennis, and Aaron and I really appreciate all of them being here today to discuss a very important project. So Tracy, can you tell us about Triangle Tennis for Equality?
Absolutely. I have to tell you that Triangle Tennis for Equality came about very organically. I saw a video that Francis Tiafo put out with a lot of minority players on the professional circuit that gets down and their hands up as a sign of solidarity. So I thought, why can't we do that in our community? As you know, tennis is a very saturated sport. There's not a lot of color on the court. So I reached out to everybody that I knew and asked them, hey, can we kind of mimic this video? And this is how Yubi comes in the picture. Yubi reached out first. He's like, great idea. How can I help? I'm like, do you have any technical put together a video skills? And he happened to have some skills. So he is the force behind the actual video. And then from Yubi reaching out, Yubi's like, hey, Heather has a background in graphic design and marketing and brand awareness. I'm like, great, let's have a phone call. Well, we've put the video out. The video has gotten huge traction. And then from that, we started getting phone calls and emails from everywhere. Organizations that are like, how can I get involved? What's your message? What are you guys about? And we started thinking about this and we said, hey, I think we can do more. It's not just about diversity and race on the court, but it's about going out on the tennis court and seeing diversity. You know, racism is one of those things that we try to tackle it on a very high national level. But if we can just start with the tennis court, that's a good start. So, Heather, you want to tell everybody about our mission statement?
Sure. Thanks, Tracy. I'm going to go ahead and first read our mission statement just so we can have sort of a reference. Triangle Tennis for Equality promotes inclusion and equal opportunity within the NC Triangle Tennis community for players of all ethnicities, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, and age. Through fundraising and outreach, we aim to facilitate the success of other charitable organizations and individuals that provide equal opportunities within the sport of tennis. Built into those words, I think what is important to take away is the fact that we're not here to compete with other tennis organizations that have already established themselves. We're here to complement what they already do, facilitate more exposure in all of their programming that they do. And really, because we are volunteer-based, there's only so much bandwidth that we're able to take on as a volunteer organization. So what was really important to come across in those words was that, you know, we're here to support, we're here to provide equal opportunity. If someone reaches out and they say, hey, this is a really great cause, do you think you could help? If it's within our wheelhouse, we will absolutely do that. And I think just generally speaking, this is a platform that people who kind of feel helpless in the tennis community can kind of gather on and feel like they're a part of something greater than just feeling a little bit lost and confused about what is happening in this society right now that we're living in. And I think more importantly, it kind of gives people a little bit of a voice by just saying, yes, I agree. I agree with that mission. I want things to be more equal. I want things to be distributed more evenly across all of those boundaries. Also, I know me personally, the more I talk to my tennis buddies about a lot of the things that are happening in today's society, a lot of them, and I've heard this multiple times, have said, I just feel so helpless. And I think that is very telling of people just really grasping for anything really where they feel like they can make a difference. And even though this is a very small facet of North Carolina, it's still our facet. And it's something that we're already passionate about. And why not just start here and hope that there's a butterfly effect?
I personally have had some really tough conversations over the past 2 weeks with my friends. In particular, my nine Black friends have asked me, like Heather said, I feel helpless right now. I want to support. I feel like it's not my fight to be very visual or vocal on, but what can I do? And those have been some tough conversations that I think have been needed. As I mentioned early, on the tennis court, you go out on the tennis court and oftentimes you don't see a ton of people of color. And believe it or not, racism, even on the tennis court, still exists. We all have biases and we draw towards people that are like us. I heard Coco Gauff, she said, I'm fighting on the tennis court against things that my grandmother fought against 50 years ago. And that kind of resonated with me. And if you've ever read Serena's book, she talks about when she was in Indian Wells and how surprised she was that she was discriminated against. The crowd very quickly turned against her. So, I mean, it's a conversation. And I think now that something on the bigger scale has happened and we can have these conversations, I think it's going to lead to better relationships and better understanding of each other as people. I was talking to Yubi. Yubi, you should share your experience after you created that video, how it felt for you and where that emotion was coming from for you.
When Tracy reached out for the first time, when she emailed everyone, I felt, oh, this is a perfect place for me to help. What can I do? And it just happened that this past 6 months, I actually started a project at my work to create videos. I'm in commercial real estate, but they needed somebody to put a video together and I start doing it. And I was like, maybe I can use that skill to help Tracy out. So I offered. And when I first got all the videos from everyone, first thing was like, oh, this is cool. One by one start trickling, you know, and then from only one person for two nights. And then the third day, like a couple more coming in. When I start putting it all together, all I said was, oh, this is cool. A lot of people are getting involved and people are doing the rackets down, hands up. And the first draft that I did, I was watching it and I was like, wow, that's all I can say. Wow. This is stronger than even Tiafoe's video. And when I shared it to my wife, Mandy, she was bawling. And that made me bawl too at the end. I'm like, wow, this is really strong. And the mission is really strong. The goal is really strong.
Yubi, how many people participated in the video?
It's close to like 50, right, Tracy? Is that?
Yeah, I say close to 50. And we even had videos that were coming in after we had finished the video.
Yes.
Wow.
You know, we all do understand that this is such a big, big issue that a lot of people, you know, their hearts are heavy because it's hard to figure out where to start, but
yeah,
it is so important to be local. We do have a really big tennis community here. And I think it might feel small and local to us, but it's actually a really big area of tennis that can make a big difference sectionally, nationally. It really can grow. And I think that's really exciting.
Let me add, a couple of years ago, I worked together with Raleigh Tennis Association. Mm-hmm. I did a little bit of research. The number one biggest tennis community in the world is Atlanta. And guess where is number two?
Raleigh.
Yes.
The triangle.
The triangle, yep.
Yeah.
In the world.
And we should explain to people that are listening to this, you know, from all over, and we do have people listening from all over, that the triangle is made up of the Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill area. And all of us on this podcast right now have all played in all of those areas of the triangle. So it is a pretty large community and a pretty great community. So let me ask a question. I saw an interview, I think yesterday, of Taylor Townsend, who's an American pro Black player. And she said, she had a quote that said, even in pro tennis where players travel all over the world, it's still not a united place. She said that she feels like herself and her team when they walk into tournaments and they go through security. She feels like their credentials are more scrutinized than their white counterparts. And I think that these conversations are hard to have, but I think that's why we need to have them right now. So I'm wondering if any of you want to maybe talk about any firsthand stories about negative situations that maybe have happened on a tennis court because of your race, if you feel comfortable doing that.
Well, I was sharing with some friends this week. And like I said, there's been a lot of tough conversations in the past 2 weeks, but I played a tournament in Virginia and I didn't know anybody there. They didn't know me. I don't normally play in that area, but my partner, who is a Caucasian female, she went out with me and we played this tournament, and I was the only Black person in this tournament. And it was a 4-0 doubles match. And I knew at the beginning something was a little off, but I wasn't quite sure. You know how sometimes you walk up to the net at the beginning with people you've never met and said, "Hey, I'm Tracy," and you shake hands or whatever. Well, this one particular lady was kind of standoffish. And I was like, "Oh, okay. Well, maybe she is just getting her competitor spirit on." Well, maybe a game into the match, it was time for them to serve. And she goes, "Hey, girl, throw me the ball." And I was like, wait a minute, maybe she just doesn't know my name. And Angela and I laughed at it at that moment. We were like, And I was like, "I'm Tracy," and I hit the balls over. Well, the whole match, she called me girl. She would not touch the balls that I touched. I would go to give her balls. She would let them fall on the ground. She would address my partner by her name. If the balls were close to me, she'd say, "Hey, Angela, can you tell her to give me the balls?" She would not speak to me directly. And at the end of the match, she wouldn't even shake my hand. I can only tell you the only thing that I saw different between her and I was that I'm a different color. And I spent the whole match probably playing less than stellar tennis because I was so upset that I could not figure out why she was treating me this way. And I tell you, I had another situation, which was locally and very disappointing. I was playing a match. You guys, I'm sure none of us on this call have ever experienced anybody disputing a point. She obviously did not like my call, and she proceeded to call me an uneducated Black, and insert a word there of your choice. And I thought to myself, like, what does my color matter? In her frustration, that's what she wanted to point out. And I tell you, in life in general, I have never been so upset. Mm-hmm. And I was furious. I had to walk away. And I felt so bad for her partner because her partner was so embarrassed. And as a matter of fact, I saw her partner the following night at another tennis match, and she was so apologetic. But those are the two experiences that I can tell you. I know that it came down to something as simple and as stupid as race. I'm curious if you be Heather, have you, either of you guys had any kind of situation similar?
A lot of my situations were more born out of ignorance. And I mean, what else breeds racism? I mean, let's be very honest here. But I do remember at one point being asked, because at the moment I was a member at one of the local clubs here, and I do remember being asked very poignantly, "So what do you do? Are you a nanny or something?" I remember kind of like giggling because it was that nervous, awkward laughter, you know, that kind of comes out of you because you kind of can't believe that just happened. I tried to just, you know, stay calm, and I obviously kind of wanted to immediately be like defensive about it. But at the same time, I just don't know if that would have helped the situation. I think I handled it very similarly to how Tracy had to, and where she had to walk away. Her situation, oh my gosh, that I could not have even imagined. Mm-hmm. But like just the presumption that an Asian woman would be a nanny. Mm-hmm. Like there was no other, like, you know, are you a dentist? Are you a graphic designer? Right. Do you work for XYZ? It was, so what are you, a nanny or something? It was just very eye-opening. It was a little bit disorienting, to be honest.
So for my experience, I had one personal experience where I caught a ball long, but it was wide. And my opponent was like, hey, learn your English. So, I mean, I just, my partner was really upset. I just walked away. And then 2 years ago, my 4-5 team went to nationals in Texas. And we were fortunate that the women's 4-5 team also went there too. After I came back, I just realized something, that there were a couple Asians, there were probably one Indian, and out of all, there were only two Black players, and both of them were women, and the two women were from North Carolina. So out of like how many, there was like 15 to 16 leagues from all over the country, and there were only two. So for me, that was like, wow, that's really surprising for me.
UB, I think that's a great example why this project you all are working on is important.
Absolutely. And like we were saying, we want to get the message out there that for people just to be a little bit more aware of themselves, a little less ignorant, but just be more aware of how you treat people. Right. Be kind, be nice, be competitive. And if you've ever played me, you know I'm pretty competitive. You know, we're in where we live, we're fortunate here in this area of North Carolina. We're a melting pot. I mean, we have so much diversity in this area. It's not just Black and white. It's Asian. It's Indian. It's a melting pot of people. So it's really, tennis really becomes a point where, you know, because when we go and we have a beer and we sit and we talk, we find out we have more in common than we do differences. Absolutely. Which is pretty darn cool.
So let me ask one more question based on just those terrible experiences you've had. What can your partners do? I know we have to stay calm and we have to have conversations with people. We're adults. It's not like we can get in a fight, but I think it's time that people like, you know, Carolyn and I and your partners and anyone that can fight this fight, start to do it. So can you guys tell us, what would you want to happen? Would you want us to just say, you know, talk to you and say, it's okay, I can't believe they did that, and they're just an ignorant person? Or would you want us to stick up for you in that situation?
I would expect that my partner would take control of that situation. In the case that I gave you, where I was in a situation and obviously they had a higher level of respect for my partner. Mm-hmm. I think it's important that she uses that as an opportunity to say, hey, what's the deal here? In that moment, I have to tell you, more than anything, you just want to win that match.
Right.
I just want to beat them in points and let's get off the court. And they can talk about me later, but they'll be able to say I beat them. For me, I think your partner can control the trajectory of that match with maybe just calling them to the carpet. And I think that with everything that's going on now, I have to tell you, the biggest responsibility in that situation is their partners to take control of the situation. But if they don't, then I think your partner has to kind of step up and remove you from that situation so that nothing leaves the tennis court that's unnecessary.
What can we do to support your cause?
I think you're doing it. You're opening up the conversation. Wouldn't you agree, Heather Ubi?
Absolutely. That's unfortunately the crux of it, is it not? There is this very thick barrier of silence that surrounds racism because everybody's so afraid of insulting somebody. But the real issue is, how do we break past those barriers and get people to ask the hard questions, right, and get people to just think about the resolutions? That alone is a huge step forward. Sharing organizations, not only just like ours, but all organizations that create equal opportunity, is a way to start. Donating where you can, you know, obviously that's not always possible, but it doesn't always have to be a monetary donation. It could be equipment donation. It could be time. It could be just a few hours in a week where they may need volunteers. All of those little bits matter. In my word, it could just be something as simple as just making sure you're treating everybody kindly and just greeting everybody the same way and acknowledging, oh my gosh, acknowledging everyone. That alone is huge.
Like Heather said, if anybody's looking for a way to, how can I make my voice heard or what can I do to help? reach out to us on our page. We're a very young organization, but we are looking to have 4 big projects within a calendar year. And I'd say if you want to connect with other organizations, we are trying to be a conduit for a lot of organizations. So we will happily connect folks where there's a need. And again, I mean, like UB, if you see them out on a tennis court, you see Heather on a tennis court, you see me. Let's have a conversation. Let's just talk about how you can help. This is from my heart. As a white tennis player, or as a white individual who right now, there's all this talk about Black Lives Matter, and the conversations I've had with my dearest friends, there is a fear or a need to prove you are not a racist.
Right.
And I don't think that you should have that concern. I think you love people. You have the conversations freely. If you don't have that malice or that bias in your heart, we already know that. And it's okay to say, I don't know how to help. I don't know where I can make things right here. But what I would ask of you is when you hear those conversations where you can sense that there's something being said that's not right, the way that you help is, hey, that is not right. That's not funny. That's not cool. I don't think like that. I would prefer you not to have that conversation around me. But the biggest takeaway here is you don't have to prove you're not a racist. And by you saying or showing a sign of support, we know it's support. I've had that conversation so many times this week that I can sense it when we start a conversation and I'm like, hey, it's okay. Let's talk. We're friends.
In that same vein, we've had a lot of men and women both say, you know, as a white person, I just don't feel like this is my fight. But I actually in particular had a gentleman who I've had the opportunity to play tennis with quite a few times say, you know, I just didn't want to be that white guy who suggested doing a fundraiser or something, dot, dot, dot. He's like, I just don't know what's appropriate. And my response to him is, be that white guy.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Be that white guy. It's okay.
Be you.
Yes. Be, if that is what you are inclined to do, then that is just a human reaction to what is going on.
Exactly.
And my word, I support that. That's wonderful. If yeah. that's your reaction, if that's how you want to help, go for it.
Heather, that's great. Tracy, where can people find information on Triangle Tennis for Equality?
They can find us on Facebook. We also, if you go to Triangle Tennis for Equality or tennisforequality.com, it will direct you to our Facebook, or you can just search for us on Facebook, or also we're on Instagram. We are really taking what people are suggesting and what they are saying that they want to see. We're taking that to heart. And we're going to put some action behind what we say we're going to do. And like I said, we're in our infancy, but we are so pumped and super excited.
I do want to add one thing. It's not just one person. It can't just be Tracy. That's why I decided I need to help. And it's just not us, but everybody needs to be to get together and help this cause. So anybody that wants to get involved, by all means, we are open. We're all in it. All help, any kind of help.
You know, we've had somebody reach out to our page and ask us, are you guys supporting inclusion based on sexual orientation? And the fact that they even said that on our page means that they're feeling left out somehow. Right. They're feeling like a separate group somehow. That someone reached out and said, am I a part of this?
Right. Me too. Yeah.
Yeah. And like Heather always says, love all.
Mm-hmm. Love all. It's actually funny you mentioned that. I'm actually headed out next Friday to go hit with, do you know about the Triangle Tennis Club? So we have an LGBT community of tennis players that play regularly together. They just started back up since it's a little bit more safe now to do so. So I'm actually headed out there this coming Friday to take some photos and hit with them. So
awesome.
I'm pretty excited to
Great.
get some interaction and kind of see what they're about and just kind of get their thoughts on things and just intermingle.
Yeah, this thing is, it's a domino effect, what you guys have started. And I think you're going to have a lot of groups like that reach out, which is great. Sports can change the world, right? Tennis.
That's right. And we're all dying for sports right now.
Well, you know what the magical thing about any sport really actually is? And I think that's why I'm so impassioned about tennis, is that on any given time you get to play tennis and you walk onto a court with anybody, you automatically have something in common with them. And it's amazing because you walk out on that court, you don't have to know anything about their profession, their family life, if they are gainfully employed, if they're struggling to be employed. You don't have to know any of those things, but all you do have to know is that they're there to come play with you. You have that one chance to interact with them and get to spend that time together on the court and get some exercise in what we hope is a sportsmanlike way. But still, isn't that powerful? And that goes across the sport. And I think that's what was so important with why we wanted to just start in the Triangle Tennis community, because it's already something that's drawing us all together.
Thank you guys so much for talking to us today. I really appreciate you all taking time out of your busy schedules to tell us about Triangle Tennis for Equality.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for helping us get the message out. We are not trying to sell anything except for sell everybody an experience of inclusion and diversity across all demographics. And we appreciate you having a conversation with us. That's where it all starts. Change starts with a conversation.
I can't thank Tracy, Heather, and UB enough for sharing their stories. I've learned tonight how important inclusion is, treating everyone kindly, having a conversation with people, and most importantly, to speak up if I see discrimination on the tennis court or in my everyday life. I hope you guys will check out their video and the organization on the Triangle Tennis for Equality Facebook page. I really had no idea how big the Triangle Tennis community is, so I really appreciate you be telling us that. But it does give me great hope that things can get better, and I think they are so smart because it is easy for us to start on the tennis court because we all have that in common. I also wanted to mention that three people on this podcast today, Yubi, Tracy, and Aaron, won the local playoffs for 4-0 World Team Tennis and will be headed to a national qualifier later this year. So if you see them on the tennis court, make sure to congratulate them, and hopefully they'll be willing to come back and tell us all about it. Thank you guys so much for listening, and hope to see you on the court soon.